This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Amazon, got a nifty amount of coverage a couple of weeks ago when he talked about delivering packages by way of drones. Remember that? After the initial buzz, a lot of people dismissed that idea as kind of pie in the sky. But out in southwest Ohio, it sounds like money in the bank. Right now, Dayton and its suburbs are in the running to become a federal testing range for commercial drones. From WYSO, Lewis Wallace has the story.
California has Silicon Valley. Southwest Ohio's hoping to become Drone Valley. Above the cornfields and strip malls, you'd see tiny helicopters and planes taking to the skies to do all kinds of things.
Disaster management, power line surveys, telecommunications, weather monitoring.
Frank Biafor runs Selectech Geospatial, a small high-tech manufacturer near Dayton.
Making movies, sporting events, environmental monitoring, oil and gas.
He says some of these uses for unmanned aerial vehicles, UAV is the industry term for drones, are only a couple years out. We're in the company hangar at Springfield Air Park. Biafor shows off a UAV that looks sort of like an insect with four helicopter blades and four spindly legs. It lifts off smoothly from the warehouse floor. The drone passes over our heads, creating a little breeze and hovering in midair like a bird in the wind.
The economic benefit is really only limited by our imagination.
That's Maurice McDonald with the Dayton Development Coalition. Ohio expects to bring in more than $2 billion from drones by 2025. People here would be building them and testing them. This area could use the boost. It's been battered by the loss of manufacturing jobs. But there's a hang-up.
Well, the FAA really needs to address the procedures and policies associated with flying these systems.
Flying these systems, pretty important. Right now, most companies can't actually do that because the Federal Aviation Administration hasn't decided how to regulate them yet. The agency is going to pick six sites to open up airspace where companies can test UAVs. The hope is companies will come to places like Springfield for the airspace and then stay for good. But not everyone around here wants commercial drones to rule the skies. Take this non-scientific survey of shoppers at the Springfield Mall. Would they want their pizza delivered by drones?
Saves money on tips, like for the pizza guys.
Anything's possible, but it's not going to happen anytime soon.
I'd be excited. Pizza delivered by a drone? I'd probably order three a day.
I don't like it when machines take over. That would be very weird.
Yes, the weird factor. As UAVs get smaller and cheaper, people are worried about privacy, which is one of the reasons the FAA is taking its time on regulations.
Well, I certainly don't want him flying over my house.
That's Frank Biafor again. Standing in his hangar full of model drones, he wants to be clear. Surveillance is not what his UAVs are about. The first uses will probably be agricultural, checking crops for mold or standing water. And what's a few candid pics of Ohio's cornfields?
The corn doesn't care.
The FAA decision on where to let drones test their wings and their cameras and their high-tech sensors could come out as soon as this week. Ohio's in the running against 23 states, including North Dakota, Wyoming, New York, and California. In Springfield, Ohio, I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.